A much-needed rebound rally to end another difficult week on Wall Street as dip buyers rushed in after the major indexes formally notched their first 10% correction since 2023. The S&P 500 jumped 2.1% Friday, led higher by recently battered tech and travel stocks, though the index still lost 2.3% for the full week. Friday's bounce came after an ugly consumer sentiment report, which showed widespread concern with potential policy risks, along with expectations for higher inflation and weaker job growth. Now, the fact that stocks shrugged off the data suggests perhaps the market has already accounted for some consumer weakness with its sharp three-week tumble. While welcome, the rally did nothing to prove that the bulls are back in control, needing to string together more upward momentum in coming days for those bulls to earn back the benefit of the doubt. These are days that will feature a Federal Reserve meeting, crucial retail sales numbers, and no doubt a storm of aggressive policy and tariff pronouncements and government spending cuts. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.